Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. Today we'll be talking about a languishing spirit. We'll be right back with a brief message from our sponsor. A Languishing Spirit by Amanda Eidelman. 1 Samuel 30, verse 6. David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because of his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. In our post-pandemic world, many of us find ourselves stuck. We aren't depressed, but we aren't flourishing either. Languishing, as defined by psychologists, is a sense of apathy, lack of purpose and direction. It is not a vacuum or psychological downturn, but the necessary follow space interval we need to rest within ourselves before we plow a seed and harvest new crops in our lives. It can also be described as a sense of stagnation or emptiness. Sometimes being stuck in the middle can be the hardest place to move from. It is important to remember that we serve a God who came so we can have abundant life. John 10:10. We were not designed to be stuck just getting by. We were created to create. God designed us to live joyfully and with purpose. We have all faced loss, crisis, fear, disappointments, and unexpected changes over the past several years. Sadly, we have all lost something as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent aftermath. There's a character from the Bible that also faced terror, great loss, and uncertainty. His name was David. In 1 Samuel 30, David and his army of men were on the run from Saul. When he and his men returned home, they found their families had been carried off by their enemies. They wept until they had no more strength to weep. Verse 4. David could have found himself stuck in a place of apathy and unending grief, but he knew that his men were counting on him. God gives him the strength to continue to lead the men forward with grace and wisdom. We can learn from his response and apply them to our own lives to gain some forward motion despite trying circumstances. David found strength in God's presence. 1 Samuel 30, verse 6 says, David was greatly distressed because the men were talking of stoning him. Each one was bitter in spirit because his sons and daughters, but David found strength in the Lord his God. David was not only grappling with his own personal grief, but saw the potential betrayal of his men. His circumstances were bleak. When he found himself in a scary predicament, he paused and spent time in the presence of the Lord. He knew that even when his flesh and his heart failed, God was the strength of his heart and his portion forever. Psalms 73:26. We can find supernatural encouragement in the presence of God. Somehow, a moment of prayer and worship can shift our eyes from being focused on what feels impossible to us seeing the endless power we have through Christ. If you find yourself unable to envision a thriving life, it's time to spend time in a place of worship. Don't neglect creating space to be with God. He gives young men dreams and old men visions, Acts 2:17. This just means that God inspires us. David was encouraged by God's people. 1 Samuel 30, verses 7 and 8 says, Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, the son of Ahimelech, Bring me the ephod. Abiathar brought it to him, and David inquired of the Lord, Shall I pursue this raiding party? Will they overtake them? Pursue them, he answered, you will certainly overtake them and succeed in a rescue. David went to the priest and then to the Lord. To find wisdom, we need the input of our other believers, as well as the wisdom that God gives us through answered prayer. If you are struggling under the weight of loneliness and isolation, I encourage you to make a point to find a church community. We are made to do life together. As imperfect as the church can be, it is the place that we are able to find renewed purpose through community and service. David knew the voice of the Lord. In 1 Samuel 30, verse 8, God answers David's question. David has immediate clarity for his difficult situation because he knew the voice of the Lord. Do you know what the voice of the Lord sounds like in your life? It's hard to find purpose, joy, and passion when we are living chaotic lives. It's tempting to follow every new fad, set of advice, or trend. It's important to care about what is going on in our world, but we can start to drown if we are moved by everything put in front of our faces. We need to hear from the Lord to find a place to passionately move forward. David was able to be confident in a scary moment because he knew the voice of his father. Intersecting faith and life. If you are stuck feeling unable to move forward in your life, focus on the one next step you can take to move forward. Don't let overanalysis of what could be or what has been paralyze you. Just take one tiny step forward at a time and see the Lord to begin to move on your behalf. Further reading, 1 Samuel chapter 30, 4 biblical cures for a languishing spirit. There's a name for the blah you're feeling. It's called languishing.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
We hope to better equip you to be salt and light for your community. We hope that we can help you to go out and be a reflection of Jesus Christ to those around you, to your friends and your family, and especially to those that do not know Christ.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.